When you start to doubt that you exist, God believes in you. Confounded by the evidence, God believes in you. When your light seems so dim and all your chances seem so slim, you swear you don't believe in him. God believes in you.
As I contemplate the unwavering power of infinite love, I understand that my true self, my authentic self, is divine. I am guided to speak and act for the highest good of all concerned. I can express myself with courage and compassion. In strife, my words and actions bring forth peace, reconciliation, and wholeness. In accord, my contribution is a magnet for joy, duty, and abundance. Trusting my authentic self, I allow the glory of the infinite to transform ordinary circumstances into magnificent possibilities. And from 2 Corinthians 3:18, and all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed. That's a nice one. All right, let's remain seated, and we'll do Surely the Presence. It's in the front of your hymnal. If you haven't seen it before. Oh, is it okay?
Songs that if you feel like it's very rhythmic and very danceable. So if you feel like I love for all the nuclear good time boys. Number
First, we got announcements. Our regularly scheduled activities are located on the calendar, hanging up in the hallway downstairs. Does anybody have any other announcements? The 25th, when's that? Two Sundays from now? One Sunday. Two is our annual picnic.
So the 25th.
Right here. So we don't have to go anywhere. We're going to have a barbecue outside. And just hang out. I'll bring a little canopy. We'll put chairs out there. Yeah. Yes, sir.
We could use a few people to sign up to read if you feel so inclined. And this is the Sunday afternoon of Grandfather Rory's service at his longhouse.
At?
3:00.
Today?
Today.
Wait, I'm confused. Readers where? The readers to go there?
No. Okay. Two separate things. Readers for unity here.
Okay.
And today is the day of the service at the
lawn. And we have a board meeting today, do we not?
Yes.
Okay, good.
One more thing, just real quick. John, you know, right before I left to come here, I got a text message from Dad Matthews that said that Roseanne Sands made her transition yesterday. So.
Right.
Who did?
Yeah. Roseanne. You remember Blaze and Roseanne?
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah.
And we do a hip hip hooray when somebody makes her transition. You ready? Hip hip hooray!
Hooray!
Hip hip hooray!
Hooray! Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Dance instead of going, who's going to be missing? Because they haven't got anywhere. Talk to them anytime you want. All right. And Coffee Rest Stop is in October. I don't know when, though. I think it's the first week. Just start thinking about that one. All righty. Let's do the unity statement in your program. We'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And what was our song of joy? But my God, they've all been songs of joy. Is that a good
tune? All right.
Yes. Stand up, this is Song of Joy.
This is a Dallas song.
This is an original, yeah. Yeah, so, again, very rhythmic. If you want to wake up,
I'll fix it.
Okay, from time to time, I like to keep us all abreast with unity a little bit, and I chose my reading from a book called Dynamics for Living. It was written by Charles Fillmore, and he, of course, is our founder of our church. And I looked inside here to start with. It says the Unity Church of Olympia here, and it has like we checked it out. I wonder what the fine will be when we bring this book. Anyhow, so, it has a lot of good stuff in here, and I'm going to just talk about one little aspect. Okay, we have our progressive Lord's Prayer, and I don't know, there's a phrase that continues in that prayer. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
I am. What does that mean to you guys?
I am part of it all.
Okay, well, I was always a little confusing to me about that I am. So I'm going to read about I am, what Charles Fillmore said. In the King James Bible, the Hebrew Jehovah has been translated Lord. Lord means an external ruler. Bible students say that Jehovah means the self-existent one, the I am. Then instead of reading Lord, we should read I am. It makes a great difference over once whether we think of I am self-existent within or Lord, Master without. All scripture shows that Jehovah means just what God told Moses it meant, I am. So instead of Lord, say I am wherever you read it, and you'll get a clear understanding and a realization of what Jehovah is. God was known to the Israelites as Jehovah Shalom, I am peace. You can demonstrate peace of mind by holding the words I am peace. If we start any such demonstration and try to apply the I am personality, we fall short. This is frequently the cause of lack of results in carrying out the laws that all metaphysicians recognize as fundamentally true. The mind does not always comprehend the I am in the highest, nor does it discern that all-knowing, omnipotent one is within man. This recognition must be cultivated and everyone become conscious of the I am presence. This conscious will come through prayer and meditation upon truth. In truth, there is but one I am, Jehovah, the omnipotent I am, that's eternally whole and perfect. If you take Jehovah Shalom into your mind and hold it with the thought of a mighty peace, you will feel a consciousness, a harmonizing stillness that no man can understand. This consciousness is healing in itself. It must be felt and acknowledged by your individual I am before the supreme I am can pour out its power. Then you will know that you have touched something, but you cannot explain to another just what it is, because you have gone beyond the realm of words and made union with the divine cause. It is the quickening of your divinity through the power of the word. This divine nature is in all of us, waiting to be brought into expression through our recognition of the power and the might of the I am. To Jehovah Rapha, which is, I am he that healeth thee. Pretty steep, deep stuff, but
perfect.
Something to think about.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
All right, time for a meditation song.
This is an old song by Dan Fogelberg that never made it to the top or anywhere near it. Thank you.
watching the sun, watching it come up over the rooftops. Cloudy and warm, maybe a storm, you can never quite tell from the morning, and it's going to be a day. There is really no way to say no to the morning. Yes, it's gonna be a day. There's really nothing left to say, but come on, morning.
I am truly thankful for all the good I already experienced. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing that everything I need comes to me in the perfect time.
So this is the second summer? Progressive Lord's Prayer. Again, practice our I Ams. Right? Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I Am. I Am thy kingdom come. I Am thy will being done. I Am on earth, even as I Am in heaven. I Am giving this day daily bread to all. I Am forgiving all life, even as I Am also all life forgiving me. I Am leading all men and women from temptation. I Am delivering all men and women from error. For I Am the kingdom, I Am the power, and I Am the glory of God, the eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I Am. Alleluia.
Today, so we'll have a little more laughter as I get started. There was a kindergarten teacher helping her class with an art project. She had invited the children to draw whatever it was that they might want, and she went around the room and she was checking up on the kids and making sure they were doing okay, seeing if they needed help. And one little girl was drawing a picture, and the teacher said, "Honey, what are you drawing?" And the little girl said, "I'm drawing a picture of God." And the teacher said, "Well, honey, no one knows what God looks like." And the little girl said, "They will in a minute." So we spend a lot of time as humanity pondering our relationship with the divine. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. We're also going to be using this affirmation. This is, oh, great. Thank you. Thank you. Perfect. I can just stand right here. So if any of you get the Unity calendar, you may recognize this is August's affirmation. I live in the now, and divine understanding is active in me. And let's affirm that together. I live in the now, and divine understanding is active in me. Thank you. So we're going to be talking about a few things today. First, what is divine understanding? How do we understand the divine, and how does this help us live in the now? So before we get into all this, let's talk about what does it mean. You all, some of you know I'm a teacher. So I ask you questions, and there's no right or wrong answer, because I have my opinions, and I know you do as well. And so I'd love to know, what does it mean for you to live in the now? Not always living in the past, yes, John, and also being fully present. Thank you, Joanne. Oh, sorry, I cut you off, John.
Or in the future, either one.
Okay. Okay, so my mind's not cast in the past or thinking ahead to the future. Thank you. Today is the day of salvation.
There's a scripture that says that. You know, it really means just live it as it comes. You know, don't have to do a whole lot of money.
Okay, living it as it comes. I've heard a martial arts statement that's very similar that says, yesterday is gone, tomorrow is not yet here. All we have is the present, and today is the most important day of our lives. Yeah. Any other thoughts, living here in the now, what that means to you? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Appreciating every blessing, whether you recognize it as a blessing or not.
Oh, yeah, appreciating every blessing, whether I recognize it as a blessing or not, because some blessings are dressed up in some pretty funky clothing, aren't they?
Absolutely. It hurts sometimes for a while, but sure. You recognize it.
Yeah, so sometimes it may look like it wasn't something I wanted, and there may be a blessing in that, absolutely. Thank you, all the time. Yeah, over here, Dallas.
Being immersed in the moment and unconcerned with time.
Okay, immersed in the moment, unconcerned with time. Yeah, this is one of the things that I struggle with. I don't know about you. Sometimes I find myself rushing and rushing and rushing, trying to beat the clock. All right, so this idea of living in the now, living in the present moment, and knowing this idea is connected to divine understanding, our understanding of the divine. We're going to be spending a little time today talking about three different ways in unity that folks have talked about identifying the divine, connecting with the divine. There may be more than three ways, I don't know. You may come up with the fourth way, and that's great. We have this biblical quote up here from Exodus that I just love, chapter 33, verses 20 to 23. And just a little backstory, this is when Moses is talking to God, and Moses is saying, hey God, I have been doing amazing, I'm your servant, I would love to see your face. And God basically says, you can't handle my face. In these words, you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live. You shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. Now remember, in unity, we focus on metaphysical Bible interpretation, so we're not always as concerned with, did this actually occur? Did Moses actually have this conversation with God? Perhaps, perhaps not. We value the Bible, though, for the deeper meaning that it provides, how it tells our story, the different characters in the Bible who represent different aspects of ourselves. And I was very excited in my first metaphysical Bible interpretation class because I thought, oh, I'm going to learn the, with air quotes, the metaphysical Bible meaning of stuff. And the minister at the time I was taking the class with said, no, no, Audrey, this is a metaphysical Bible interpretation. You have to come up with your own. And I was like, kind of terrible sound. So what this means to me may be different than what it means to you. But how I read this quote is that as humanity, we might ponder our relationship with the divine. We might try to understand our relationship with the divine. And because we are leading a human existence, because we are both human and divine, our understanding of the divine may always have some limitations. We might be seeing metaphorically God's back. And even if I articulate what God means to me, or you articulate what God means to you, this is really just my understanding or your understanding. Sometimes I think about it too as if my cat were trying to tell someone what I'm like. If my cat were trying to tell someone what I'm like, I'm sure my cat would say something like, well, she feeds me, and she's warm to sit with, and I like to purr and do the kneading thing on her lap. But if the cat was trying to describe, for example, me having a job and going to work to have to pay for the cat food, I just don't think my cat even realizes that I go somewhere, that cat food costs money, that people have to pay for such things. And in a similar way, I believe that we can do our best to try to understand the divine, and that we can gain great understanding, and that there's always likely to be realms of godness that may be a little beyond us when we're in this plane. And that's okay. That's okay. It's still worth the journey, still worth the exploration. I think I'll have Tom switch us to our next slide. I think this is just a nice quote from our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, where he talks about the fact that the Bible can be held in great importance, even though we don't take it literally. So he says, infallibility for sacred writings on the part of their champions should, we should remember that they were all produced by human hands and that they are all tinctured by the human minds through which they came. So again, just a reminder that in unity, we don't get too wrapped up about whether or not the events of the Bible literally happened as they were written, but we look for a deeper meaning. That does sound like a good book. All right, all right. I think the other thing, the other analogy that I like too when we're talking about understanding the divine is this idea from Buddhism. I'm gonna talk a lot about pets today, I guess. I hear another pet story in my brain. So thinking about the finger pointing at the moon, the Buddhists have this analogy that says, gosh, we're all trying to understand the moon. We're all trying to get to the moon. But sometimes it can be easy to get distracted and focus on the finger. Has anyone ever tried to point to something for your dog or your cat? Here, Pookie, here you go, here. And the dog or the cat just like sniffs the end of your finger, like, what's that? And it doesn't always necessarily look beyond the finger. At least the pets that I have owned have been like that. And in a similar way, it can be easy to get distracted by what other people have said about the divine. Oh, God is this, God is that. And that can certainly be helpful and help us grow in our own understanding, but we're not necessarily limited to what other people have discovered or said or written or found out about the divine. We can all travel to the moon, have our own journey ourselves. So I had hoped to have a handout for you today. I will go ahead and email it to Tom, who will graciously share it with everyone else. Thank you, Tom. And there are some resources behind this idea. If you're interested in doing further reading, Unity sometimes talks about something called the three faces of God, three different ways to connect with, to identify with, to understand the divine. And I think my next slide, oh, there it is. I like this one too. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places, from the book of John. I love this quote because it reminds me that what works for me may not necessarily work for Sherry or for John or for Joanne, and that's really okay because what works for them may not work for me, but we each have our way, we each have our path. God's house is big enough for all of us. There's plenty of space for us all to have our own journey there. And so these three different ways of understanding the divine or seeing the face of the divine, you may have heard of some of them, you may use some of them already. They may overlap for you, that's okay. Some of them might be like, huh, I've never thought of using that method before. Maybe it's a new thing to explore. Let's see what our next one says. Oh, okay, great. This is where I'll go back to the handout. The three faces of God. So the first face of God, Jerry talked about in his reading today. Yeah, the I am. Understanding God as the I am. And this isn't meant to be in an ego way or saying, you know, I am the divine, but other people aren't. This is this recognition that we all have that spark of divinity in each of us. We have that Christ consciousness, as Unity sometimes calls it. And sometimes it's also called God expressing as us. We have heard this in one of my favorite Unity songs. Has anyone heard that that song, I Am the Radiant Life of God? I am. Oh, yeah. Okay, I know some people like how peppy that song is, and for some people, it's not their thing. Another Unity writer, Robert Brumette, calls this the reality behind the covering. Recognizing that whatever's going on in the outer, whatever may be expressing in my life, that I still have this divinity in me. And my question for us is, how can this understanding, oops, let's go back one. Oh, thank you. How can this understanding of the divine, the I am, how can this understanding help us live in the now? I have some thoughts, but I'd love to hear yours too. Okay, yeah, so the kingdom of God is at hand. I use my hands. These are the hands of God. Yeah, I love it, Sherry. So it's an affirmation that God is right here, right now, even in the work of my hands. Thank you. How else can this idea of the I am help us live in the here and now?
Well, I think that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. That's when we wake up and realize right in front of us.
Yeah, great. Thank you, John. So today is the day of salvation. So knowing that I don't have to wait for some future opportunity to begin again or to lead the life I want to live or to be the person I want to be. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Amen. I thought I saw someone here. I don't want to cut anyone off.
So in the moments of now when we doubt or we question, if we default to that, we're there.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. A great way of overcoming doubt or questioning, Tom. Yeah, if we're in that space of starting to worry, starting to feel fearful, we can always go back to that affirmation. I am the divine expressing right here, right now. Divine life expresses through me. Divine understanding expresses through me. Yeah, thank you. And that was what I had written too for how this face of God helps us to live in the here and now, is that use of affirmations and denials. I release any idea that anything is more powerful than the divine. I know the divine is living right here, right now, through me and out of me, regardless of appearances, regardless of circumstances. Yeah. All right, let's go on to the next face of the divine. This one is actually the third face of the divine. I skipped ahead from 1 to 3. I'll come back to the second one last because that's the one that can be more challenging. So this one has a quote from the book of Acts that says, in him we live and move and have our being. So this idea of the divine is God of all that is. The stars in the night sky, the miracle of life pushing up through the ground and the plants and the trees. Sometimes this is called God beyond us. And we use this idea of God in unity when we talk about there's only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent. In God we live, we move, we have our being. Recognizing that God is more than just the I am in me and the I am in each of us, that God is the soup we swim in, fully present in the air, the ground, all the life, all the substance present. So for this idea of God, how can we use this to help us live in the now?
Just like our song, in the morning, we wake up and God is in the morning. God is in the sun and the fresh air we breathe. Getting out of bed, God is.
Absolutely, thank you. Yeah, so just like in that beautiful song, recognizing that we can't stop the morning. Every morning, God is present in us waking, in the air, in the sunlight, in the daylight. Yeah, what a miracle it is to be alive every day. Thank you. Yeah. Any other thoughts, Dallas? Dallas, yeah.
We are bound to make only now choices. We can't make them for any other moment designation. So when we consider God and making only choices in the now, hopefully we'll do it with enough attention so that we move forward, evolve.
Yeah, great. Thank you. So making our now choices, recognizing that God is right here, right now, thinking about if I believe this is true, that God is everywhere in the atmosphere, in everyone, in everything, in all events, in all circumstances, what choice can I make right now that upholds that choice? Yeah, thank you. John.
And the oneness, I believe, is the big factor.
Oh, yeah.
That we are all part of that. I mean,
absolutely.
When we talk of the I am and the presence and all that, that's what we are.
Right.
We are that presence. We are that spirit.
Yeah, I love that idea of oneness, because if I'm traveling around the world and somebody does something and I have a thought about, they just shouldn't be that way. They should just be blur, blur, blur. Right. It's an opportunity for me, right, to remember Gosh, that person is a divine beloved of the Most High. Gosh, this situation is a divine expression of the Most High. Gosh, God is in this thing that I'm not liking right now. God is in it right now. Yeah, and I'm one with it.
We have that ability to overcome any obstacle.
Absolutely, absolutely. And going along with what John said, we have that ability to overcome any obstacle. As we're holding something in prayer, one of the strategies that I've learned in Unity is, as we're holding something in prayer, to not be too attached to the how. So visioning, gosh, I'm going to sell my home, I'm going to get the perfect job, I'm going to find the right life partner, and trusting that God's going to make it happen. I don't know how, it's not up to me to figure out the how. Right, yeah. All right, now we'll get to the challenging one. This one is the idea of God beside us. Sometimes this is called the I-thou relationship with God. Now, when I was planning this talk, I had to look up the word thou because I was like, I'm not even really sure I know what that means. Has everyone heard the word thou before?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. From the King James Bible, yeah, yeah. So something that I was very interested to learn is that to our modern ears, the word thou sounds very formal because we only hear about it in the King James Version. But in the past, when thee and thou and thy were used more commonly, those were terms of endearment. Those were for relationships that were the closest relationships. So saying thy and thou was closer than saying you and your. So it would be the conversation with a beloved, a precious child, a lover, a parent. So this idea of the divine as God beside us. Now, I was talking with some folks before the service that there are some Unity writers who don't like this idea because they're concerned that it creates a mindset of separation, of thinking that I'm over here, God's over here, there's a little bit of a gulf between us. But I like the I-thou idea because I think it shows this idea of closeness. And the example that we have of this was from our master teacher, Jesus the Christ, our brother and way shower, and his name for God was Abba, which is daddy. Daddy, yeah. Yeah, really close, this idea of someone so connected to me that they love me completely, that they know all my secrets, that they are right there with me. And I think the opportunity for us in Unity, if we decide to practice expressing this idea of the face of God, is to, first of all, figure out what we want to call that divine presence. Do we like Abba? Do we like Mother, Father, God? Do we like Kuan Yin or whatever name for the divine speaks to us? And then also recognizing that this divine companion is still one with me, is still one with everyone, and not getting into a mindset of separation, but really using this as a way to enhance our experience with the divine. Now, we talked a little bit at the beginning, too, that there may be some overlap with these three different ideas of the divine. They may not be entirely separate from each other, and that's okay. I think, again, the great thing about our spiritual journey is knowing that we don't have to choose this idea that in my Father's house there are many rooms, and maybe I'm going to spend some time in the living room, and then maybe I'm going to go to the back screened-in porch for a while, or maybe I'm going to go hang out in the dining room, that we can definitely do our spiritual exploration and our spiritual journey, recognizing that it is all open and available to us. Like Moses, we might not see the face of God directly. We might have an understanding that is essentially seeing God's back, and we know that we can continue to explore this journey. We can continue to explore what this journey, this relationship with the divine means for all of us. Because we know that we can always claim and affirm this statement, even if we feel like we've just started living in the now today, even if we feel like our divine understanding is a fingernail scratching, we can always affirm and claim that this is true for us as we're growing in our journey, that I live in the now and divine understanding is active in me. And we can say it for all of us as a community, So I invite you to join me in saying this for all of us. We live in the now, and divine understanding is active in us. And let's say that together. We live in the now, and divine understanding is active in us. Thank you. And let's go ahead and take these ideas into meditation. I always feel like I'm going to sit down here a little bit closer for meditation. So let's go ahead and settle our bodies into this space. Breathing in and breathing out. Releasing anything that may be on our minds or hearts. Being fully present in this space right here, right now. Knowing that whatever happens in the outer just provides us the opportunity to focus in. Recognizing that oneness with the Most High that is always present. Recognizing we are each expressions of the Most High. That God expresses in and through and as each of us, as the great I Am. That we always have more to give than we might imagine. That we always have the potential for greater impact than we might know. We know that we are partnering with the divine. We are co-creating. And we easily see the presence of the divine in the whole world around us. Whether we are looking at the night sky full of stars, an ocean, the smile on the face of someone we love. If we are seeing the natural world or the human-made world, we recognize the Most High is in everyone, in everything, in every substance. And finally, we know the divine also as our beloved companion. That presence that loves us always, that knows us fully and completely, that accepts us, that rejoices in us, that comforts and supports and loves us. We recognize the Most High in each of these three realms, in ourselves, in the world around us, and as our beloved companion. And as we take a few moments into the silence, we open to even greater understanding of the divine in the silence. We open to that divine understanding. We know that we are on spiritual journeys, forever growing, forever learning, forever coming into deeper understanding of the divine, of our relationship with the divine. And we know that wherever we are on this journey, we can be right here, right now, fully present, fully aware of all the blessings of this moment, filled with gratitude for all the good we have and all the good that is possible. And so it is.
Thank you very much. Let me get my spiritual batteries charged for a while, so that this has been a good day for them. And I had a great I am that I forgot about that a spiritual teacher gave me once. I am spirit, and I am light, creatively masquerading as this wondrous human being. The trick is to remember that. So, now it's time for our offering. There's two containers. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say it together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive.
God is my only source. Thank you, sir.
Beloved Mother, Father God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Let's say the prayer of protection together. It's in your program or on the wall here. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God upholds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Let's form a nice big circle for our peace song. Thank you to everybody who made our Sunday service possible. Refreshments downstairs. Looks like we all brought fresh things from the garden, which are full of life force. Easy on the cards.
Oh, Thank you.
Sorry, I need you a little bit. I guess you guys can come up and talk to me if you want, like the PR or something.
We stand inside together. Weather's wet, the teeth is from to bed. I play the scales while you protect the whales. Make love to me. We listen to Sati.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, good. Thank you. Job. Thank you. You as well.
Living
same to you.
Living on the inside. Of our happiness.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, the first is
you paint the rooms outside a pumpkin blooms. We're so frozen.
Of our happiness.